What's up, On Deck? Because it's a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. We're going to let you know what we think about the BET Award selections, nominations, and give you our opinion on it. That's the topic for tonight. You know, we give you the latest and greatest in hip-hop news each week. This is brought to you by Realville Media. Go to realvillemedia.com and check out everything over there. Buy you some cool merch and get in on the On Deck platform and the Realville Media platform.
Absolutely, man. Check out Full Sport Press Podcast every Monday to get your sports fix. Check out the Ladies Room. Their latest episode is up, Defining Feminism. And check out Fresh for Dummies Podcast. Their latest episode is up. Did Yeezy jump over the jump, man? We're going to break down Adidas taking Jordan's number two spot. But in the meantime, in between time, let's talk this rap shit. Let's get to it. Hey, what it do with the business is?
It's another week in the books with the On Deck TV podcast. That's the business. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me on all things social media, Animal_Brown. Please do that for the kid.
Follow me, your guy. I am Spike Lou as well. No one uses underscores anymore. That's we're going to keep that joke going.
Absolutely not.
Like, what are you going to do when they take that off the keyboard? The Apple 2000 and what? With the iPhone 12? I ain't going to have underscores on there. You'll be fucked. If you're out there at Original Animal Brown without the underscore, reach out to On Deck TV Podcast at On Deck TV. Whatever it may be, we want to know who you are, what you got going on.
Nothing.
How you came up with your...
I did that by choice.
All right.
Nah. That's all I'm saying.
There's an original... So, this guy's an imposter?
No, I'm saying that... I don't even think that at exists, is what I'm saying. I did the underscore to be revolutionary.
Oh, my God.
To be a leader.
You didn't. You definitely...
You bit the I am shit from everybody. No, I do a original shit.
Because I am Spike Luke. You're not. You're not Animal_Brown. That's not what you are. That's not. Like, that's not it. Hold up, man. So y'all know this is what we do every week with the On Deck TV podcast. We talk this hip-hop stuff with y'all.
What did you have on deck, dude?
For the weekend, I watched Curb. Curb was cool. I see why... I see why Larry David took a break. Like it's hard to come up with as good a comedy and stick up to that brand because this episode was just all right.
Show was just okay.
Don't do that.
Curb
is legendary.
No, it's got legendary moments, but it's not a legendary
show.
It's
legendary.
It's got legendary moments, though.
Don't do this.
It's got that.
This is worse than me saying that Nas ain't like that. That it's Illmatic.
He was down here in the city looking for you too.
I fuck with Nas.
Nostradamus is here.
This is worse though. He shook it. He shook A3C. Shout out Nas.
I heard.
Yeah, that was my weekend, man. I watched Curb, a little football. Lost a terrible game to the boat.
To the goat
boat.
You meant
best of all time.
Nigga, the greatest of all time. That's who you lost to.
Best of all time.
You lost to number 12 or the Green Bay Packers. We went down in Dallas, took a shit on the star. Down 21-6, it don't matter.
You finished or you done?
On the road, it don't matter.
Are you finished or are you done?
Miss extra points, it doesn't fucking matter. We have the GOAT playing behind center, taking snaps.
The people are not here for
shit.
People don't want to hear your bullshit ass Green Bay talk.
My Packers, goddammit. We always do this shit. Shouldn't nobody be surprised. You knew you was... Now, real talk, though. We don't do sports, but look real quick. When he scored, I bullshit you not. I say the nigga should have took a knee. He should have took a knee at the one.
On the one.
I put that on my life. I said that when I was watching it.
I would rather lose the game by us not scoring. Right there, like if we can't get in from the one, then okay, we deserve to lose the game. I ain't giving Aaron Rodgers a minute and 13 seconds with one timeout.
I swear, and all he needed was a field goal.
That's ball game.
All he needed was a field goal.
No, that's ball game. You know when you throw it 30, you're playing 36. That's what we play down south. They play 21, wherever else. But you playing whatever else, you throw it up. You know it's going. It's ball game. Tough. Minute 13.
Yeah, it's way too much. All right, let's get to this rap shit.
Yeah, let's do it. We boring our women listeners with sports and stuff like that.
Damn, Cam.
Nah, I'm just saying. I don't want to hear this shit.
Hashtag Cam Newton.
You was the main person defending Cam Newton in the group chat this week, and now you want to throw it
get
on
him,
me.
Rizzo.
Get out of here, man. You was the main person defending Cam. What did he say that was wrong?
Rizzo, that was Spike Lou.
What did he say? You didn't say what did he say that was wrong, because we can take it there.
Rizzo, you know
we got all night. We're going to Miami this weekend.
You know we
I ain't
tight,
really
Rizzo.
Doing nothing to work tomorrow, so we good. Like, we can go all night. This would be a 2-hour one if you wanted to be.
Oh, shit.
You was defending Cam all weekend.
I don't recall.
That's your guy. You and J-Hove. Get them, Rizzo. All
right. So, look, Nelly.
I don't recall what's funny.
Nelly's in a little bit of hot water.
Speaking of you don't recall.
He was booked and arrested under suspicion of rape. Then he ended up getting released with no charges. This happened in Washington State. At about approximately 3:48 a.m., a woman called 911, said she had been sexually assaulted by Nelly, and that the assault allegedly happened on his tour bus, where she said no, but he still said yes. She didn't agree to sex without a condom, but he still did it anyway, allegedly. Like I said, he was released. He said a couple of tweets and whatnot. What do you make of this situation?
I don't know what happened, so I don't want to discredit or defame the lady that this happened to if this is true. But with that being said, Nelly is on a country music tour for people that didn't know.
I had no idea Nelly was on tour. That's the thing that blew my mind, but go ahead.
Get out of here. But not hip-hop. He's on a country music tour.
That makes sense.
That
makes much more
that
sense.
That makes sense that Nelly's on a country music tour.
Absolutely.
All right, so him being on a country music tour, I'm assuming that this girl probably is not a longtime Nelly fan. She probably was there for someone else.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line. That's who we're on tour with.
So what I would say is this, like, Nelly probably has a certain itinerary that he's able to get away with when he's on a hip-hop tour, right? If I'm on a country music tour and most of the people that are there are not to see me, let's get that bag. All right, let's go on and do that.
Right.
But with that being said, I can't operate the same way. So I can't put myself in the same positions that I would put myself in if I'm on this tour as opposed to the other one. So that's my take on it, because I don't really know what happened.
Right.
But Nelly came out like a real nigga, said, y'all got me fucked up. Y'all know I didn't do this.
Yeah, he came out, took to Twitter, and he said, I quote, I'm completely innocent. I am confident that once the facts are looked at, it will be very clear that I am a victim of a false allegation. His lawyers came out, said, look, this was a Kevin Hart situation, trying to get some bread, looking for targeting someone with fame. Like you said, neither one of us was there. We have no fucking clue what's going on. I don't know Nelly personally. I know he has a pretty overrated rap career, and I really wish he would stop making music. Other than that, I don't know him. So he's been arrested before. I think one time he might have had some coke or some pills on his tour bus
shit. Whoa. Let's bring up the past. What does that have to do with this?
No, I'm just putting everything in context.
No, there's no context.
No, that's a character. This is a character witness right here.
So you're just going to hate on Nelly? Like, your hate for Nelly is like, you know Nelly didn't do this.
I have no idea.
Let's go on and be real.
I don't know.
I was trying to be kosher and PC at first, but like, we know Nelly didn't do this. Nelly got to rape girls.
I have no idea. Nigga, dude, your buddy from the NFL, Darren Sharper, didn't have to rape gals, but he still did, though.
Yeah, he's sick.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, there were several cases of Darren Sharper.
That's
like,
true.
The only time, Nelly been performing for 15 years, man.
He hasn't performed in 15 years.
Nelly been performing for 30 years, now that you say that. So, with that being said, like, I ain't never heard of, like, Nelly out here raping chicks on tour, and I ain't never heard of this happening, so I'm not saying that it couldn't.
I think they said he offered some bread, and she said no. That was her story was, he offered her some bread to not say anything, and he said no. And then she called the police at 3:48 in the morning. About her saying
about
no,
not
but
having
him
sex
still.
With the condom?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
12, even though she was saying no. That's her side of the story. Now,
I mean, if that's what happened, man, I hope that whatever they need to do to make him pay for that, he has to do. But I'm not inclined to believe that.
Now,
I just don't.
The slaw part was the videos that came out of him on stage at the concert.
Then that
That did not help the situation at all.
That shit old, though.
But that was probably the absolute wrong time to drop the videos on stage with him. He brought a couple of guests up on stage. They were maybe 11 years old.
Come on, man. This is
give
this,
or take.
This
maybe 10.
Uh-huh.
But it looked weird with him playing in his in their hair and him singing to them. That looked strange. I'm gonna be honest. In the context of all this shit going on, it looked weird as fuck.
It's funny. You get your jokes off, but I mean, we know that ain't what was going on. Like, really?
It didn't look weird.
Nelly ain't got no.
You clearly didn't watch this shit. It looked awkward.
I'm not saying that it didn't look awkward. What I'm saying is, like, R. Kelly got a whole tape pissing on a bitch.
Okay.
And we giving him the benefit of the doubt. This dude walking around and y'all telling me that Nelly playing in a little girl hair at a country music concert just because, like, that's what they probably are used to. It looks strange to us.
No, it looks strange to
the whole community of people that's like, okay, I get that.
If he would have sat next to her on stage and they'd have done a little dance together, it'd have been choreographed, that'd have been cute.
Stop.
But no,
but you're reaching in the sense of saying that, like, okay,
it's just bad timing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So if that's what he's into, he's not doing that. R. Kelly don't pee on gals on stage. That's what he's into.
I wouldn't know. I've never been to a show.
You never been to R. Kelly show?
Fuck no. What am I like going to an R. Kelly show? Bro. You went to the 12 Play Tour?
Man.
How was it, bro?
When TP2 came out, I went to that. I think he had a show in Nashville.
No, I'm good.
When that TP2, I'm good.
That album was fire,
that's
but
arguably
I'm good.
The best hip R&B album ever. Yep. You talking about I'm good on the concert? Man,
I'm not going to the show. Album was fire. I'm not going to the show.
Man, get out of here.
But T.I. is not, I mean, excuse me. We're not the only people kind of looking at this with a side eye. T.I. made his public service announcement addressing the situation, and he had a particular question about what happens to the people that make false accusations. Let's hear it.
I'm just sitting here thinking, after Mike Tyson, after motherfucking Tupac, after all the other motherfuckers who done been with girls and the girls got mad for whatever reason and left off and said that they raped them or whatnot. What the fuck ever happened when a motherfucker find out that the bitch was lying, my nigga? What consequences is there for this young lady? Could we take hours, you know what I mean? If more than 12 find her guilty, we got to answer to that. But if it found out that wasn't true, what the fuck happened to her? Sick of this shit. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. We ain't no motherfucking targets. Get your shit together.
Get your shit together, according to T.I. Now.
Hey, champ.
Yeah, T.I. to the rescue. Now, here's my only reason I played this. I'm going to be honest. Complex.
T.I. accent.
No, I ain't got it today. I'm too sleepy. Look, Complex ran an article. I'm going to read you the headline. T.I. sexist comments about women who, quote, lie about rape are troubling. I said, huh?
Okay.
So then I clicked and listened to the video, and I'm missing the sexist comments about women who, quote, unquote, lie. Why did they put, quote, bruh, Complex, what are you doing? That was irresponsible.
So you're not mad at T.I., you're mad at Complex.
I'm mad at Complex. That headline was complete clickbait, and they supposed to be better than that, especially if they report on this culture.
Are they better than that?
They supposed to be. They claim to be.
Okay.
I like that shit, dog. Nothing he said in that, what he simply asked a question, and they put together some bullshit stats about, man, the percentage of people who go to jail for falsely accused rape are so low that that's not what T.I. said. He says nothing about jail, because you don't need to go to jail to be affected by a rape accusation. Right. Be very clear about that.
Especially when you're in the limelight, like him, like Mike Tyson, like the people that he brought up.
Especially if you, Nelly's rape shit was all over everywhere. When he came out there, he got released of no charges, man, that's on the back page.
No one cares.
Like, no, nobody, no bro, it's not juicy. They're not putting that on the front page, dog. Right. So it does, you don't have to go to jail to get fucking for that to fuck your life up, man. That was irresponsible, Complex. I'm hot at them. They some shit for that.
Okay. Now, we're speaking from the perspective of two men, right?
For sure.
A woman may say that the stats that Complex presented are absolutely in her favor to say, if I'm screaming rape, then 9 times out of 10 it happened.
Right.
It may not necessarily be defined by law, is rape.
Right.
I may not have actually consented. You're famous, you're Nelly, you're T.I. Who's going to believe me as opposed to you?
Right.
I feel like that's the outrage when people hear T.I., when they hear Akon, and those people run to the defense of Nelly. And I'm not saying that Nelly's
right.
guilty, and I'm not saying that what T.I. said was wrong, but women, ladies, they understand how it could be brushed under the rug. Like, Terry Crews is a 6'3", 240-pound black man. He was scared to report a sexual assault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we could see how a woman would be.
Of course.
So I ain't.
That ain't got nothing to do with what T.I. just said, though.
True. It does.
That's all I'm saying.
But it does, though, because when T.I. say stuff like that, women or some women may look at it like he's taking light of the situation. Yeah, you're speaking from a perspective of a celebrity, of a star. But usually when this happens, we are like personified as far as what happened. Like, it happened. It actually happened.
Right, right. No, that's cool that he's not talking about that.
Okay.
He's talking about
that it didn't happen to you.
That's right. All. That's all, but he's talking.
Yeah, I mean, people going to take it out of context.
Of course. He's not talking about the ones that actually happened.
It's easy to take it out of context because then people challenge you on it. Then they're going to say, oh, well, look at his lyrics. Look at this.
Of course. They'll deflect.
You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for Complex to throw this headline up and say, hey, look what T.I. did, because I mean, other than me and you talking about it in this podcast, right, with another perspective on it, who going to be like, oh, well, wait 1 second.
Yeah, no. And that's why we need more control over the media, so we can say, wait 1 second.
That is a fact.
Sticking to T.I., though, man, he's been pretty busy this weekend coming to the defense of folks.
Do it, young Martin Luther King of the 21st century.
Young
activist.
A little stretch.
Let's go.
He was down here in the ATL.
I bought the album.
Really?
Yes.
Leading a boycott. Celebrity realtor Jay Morrison, y'all may or may not be familiar with him. But he had an incident that he filmed at Houston's down here in Atlanta, where he claimed that, you know, they were showing discrimination. They wouldn't sit his party. It was a party of seven that he was with. Apparently Houston has a strict policy of no parties of seven or larger. So he offered the suggestion to split us up 4 and 3, and they still told him no. And then while he was filming them, asking them why they were telling him to leave, no one could give a straight answer. So he took to social media and said, let's boycott Houston's down here in the A, and T.I. came speeding. T.I., Dro, I know Killer Mike took the Instagram, Rick Ross took the Instagram. They came and picketed out front, boycotted it. They shut Houston's down for the day.
Killer Mike, Rick Ross, those people didn't boycott, right?
Nah, they were on social media.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, no, it was
just T.I.
They did it via Instagram. T.I., Young Dro, his Hustle Gang people was out there.
Dro had to show up.
Yeah, he ain't had nothing else to do. Let's be honest. Now, my question is, this is again, T.I. just came to the defense of Nelly. He's come to the defense of several people, mm-hmm. called out a lot of people,
right?
Has kind of taken on the role of the hip hop leading guy when it comes to social issues.
He's the Al Sharpton of hip hop.
You can say that. Okay. Minus the hair and shit.
Yeah, the pearl head.
Is T.I. the right person for this? Is he handling these situations correctly?
I'm not mad at Clifford Harris doing this. I'm not mad at that. Like, I feel like the T.I. has the credibility and the vocabulary.
Oh my God. You got that.
Yeah, he definitely got the vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? T.I. ain't a bad face to have out front, right? Like, I don't want it to be someone who can't articulate themselves. I don't want it to be someone who he a family man.
Right, for sure.
He got the family show. And though he may have had his problems in the past, I think that there's no one that can deny T.I. is a well thought out person. You know what I'm saying? Even when he got arrested, it was for like, those were well thought out schemes. Like the gun purchases and all that. Like, he really thought someone was trying to kill him.
For sure.
He talked about that on his album. So I feel like that he's a well thought out guy. I'm not mad at T.I. because I feel like that he gonna pick and choose his battles correctly. He going to stand behind the right causes. And when a microphone is put in front of him, his face, he not going to look stupid. Right. He not going to be the dude that makes you sigh when you see him on TV. He ain't going to be the hide your wife, hide your kids,
right,
type of guy. He ain't that guy. He ain't gonna be the dude in Cleveland and find the chicks. He ain't gonna be that dude. Right. It's gonna be something that you can build on, that you can take from. So I ain't mad at this.
Here's the only issue. The one issue that I have, it's not even necessarily his fault. Mm-hmm. I don't want an Al Sharpton of hip hop. I want 10 of them. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to always have to be the same person coming to the rescue, because after a while, believe it or not, their voice gets stale. You get tired of hearing it.
Okay.
No matter how deep the vocabulary is.
you feel like that everybody should have this stance.
I feel like someone should come to it before him so he doesn't have to every time. So maybe this time it's a Killer Mike. Maybe this time it's a David Banner.
Don't do that.
Maybe this time
it's wait.
No, I'm saying.
But Killer Mike, David Banner, those people that already do it. So you're saying maybe this time it's someone that never does it, right?
But with credibility.
Right. So, like, give me an example of one of those people.
Does it have to be somebody from Atlanta?
No. Okay. No, I mean, in this case, yeah.
Maybe a Big Boy. Great.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody like that.
You never see Big Boy doing it. You never see Andre doing it.
That would be, just to hear another voice. That's all I'm saying.
I ain't
putting no pressure on them, saying they need to do more. No.
Right.
It's strictly so it doesn't get old hearing it come from the same person.
Right.
And then we do roll our eyes and go, oh, here go T.I. again. You see what I'm saying? Even though he may be in the right, but it just comes, you start to look.
Is that our problem or his problem, though? I mean, T.I. ain't. He's not out here raising the flag for every cause.
But
it seemed like it.
That's my point. That's all that matters.
He's the one that's out front doing it.
It seems like it.
And that means he's doing a lot of work, though, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So just like with Killer Mike. I feel like that the more you do on that side of it, the less people respect your music.
Yeah,
like,
I can see that.
Like, do you listen to Run the Jewels?
I don't.
You don't? See?
I wasn't a fan of Killer Mike music, to be honest, though.
Okay, I got you. But Killer Mike could rap his ass off. You wouldn't admit
absolutely
that, right?
Yeah, so, hell yeah.
The Run the Jewels stuff is dope. I listened to all of them when they came out, but I don't double back on it. I ain't going to say I'm a fan. I ain't going to sit here in front of nothing like that.
Right.
But I would much rather hear Killer Mike talk about issues. Same thing with David Banner.
For sure.
And I feel like that most rappers think if they step out on that, then they're going to lose that musical edge.
Because you have to put in work, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're putting in work, doing speaking engagements on CNN,
right,
on MSNBC, you're not in the studio. You're not working
David
with
Banner
the producer.
He said his speaking engagements are like
guap.
Top three. That's top three for like black Americans, people that are doing speaking engagements across America. His lectures, his lecture tour. It's top three in America as far as whatever he's talking about and being black American. So I say that to say, like, God Box came out. We didn't even speak on it.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't play a song, nothing like that. And he said that was one of the best albums of this century.
Yeah.
Which he's lying about.
Yeah, clearly.
But with that being said, we would much rather hear him talk about other things as opposed to rapping. And I feel like that's why most rappers won't speak out on things, because once they do, they lose. Yeah, they lose the rap voice. People more so want to hear them in the other lane.
That's fair. That's cool.
Big Crit stuck in that situation right now.
I agree. And listen, I would, if Big Crit was leading the march down there, that'd have been great.
Do you want to hear that new Crit single?
I'm still gonna listen to it anyway.
Okay, gotcha.
But is
everybody?
Maybe. Maybe not. We just need some new voices just to keep it fresh. That's all I'm saying. Just so it doesn't get stale. It doesn't seem like boy crying wolf all the time.
I agree. We just
need some new voices.
T.I. Needs some help. Get the champ some help, partner.
Have Dro lead that next one.
That's going to be rough. Ooh, that's going to be rough.
Have Dro need that next one, man.
Big Country, you know. Get Big Country and Mac Bone in there. Tough.
Shit, let's move on, man. Suge Knight. Hey, he's staying in the news more than anybody locked up right now. I swear to you. He's made a new statement out here. He's claiming that Dr. Dre paid $20,000 to have him knocked off. He saw the check with his own two eyes. It was supposed to happen the same day he ran over the man on the set of Straight Outta Compton. And he said that it was supposed to happen that day. And, of course, that's the incident that has him locked up now. Is there any truth to this whatsoever?
I'm going to be real with you. If it is, no one cares. Like, as much as Suge has, like, it's been documented. Like, what he did as far as the head of Death Row, what people seen when they were in the studios and the offices of Death Row. Like, does anyone really care?
Nah.
If Dre was like, hey, 20,000 to kill a dude, ain't nobody gonna kill a dude. Like, you done wrecked so many lives and done so many things. Like, ain't nobody gonna be like,
yeah, it's karma at this point.
Yeah, like, I feel sorry for Suge. Bruh, you can float however many conspiracy theories that you want out there to stay relevant. No one is gonna care. I don't blame Dr. Dre if he did pay. Like, 20,000 was a bargain.
Like, for him.
What? Man, at this point, nah. Like, I feel like if it's Dre, I know he worth however much he worth and he making billions.
Yeah,
like,
that's a steal.
Man, come on, 20,000?
You can't pass that sale, bro, up.
Man, listen. Somebody, listen.
That's BOGO if at the goddamn.
Exactly, dude. That's buy one, get one free. I don't care how it happened, dude. 20K, you gonna kill him? Shook?
Yeah. Oh, I'm tired of nigga anyway.
I ain't write no check, though. That's the only mistake that he made.
Yeah, he said it was signed by Suge. I mean, signed by
Dr. Dre. Yeah. Now, what did the check say in the message line? Kill Suge Knight? Come on, bruh. Like, what you writing in the memo thing? Like, right. Assassination?
Right, assassination, like,
nah,
attempt.
I'm giving him them 20,000 cash. Yep. I'm making sure that he doesn't make it to wherever he went to run over dude to get to jail and live another 15 years because all the shit you put me through, no. I'm giving you them 20K right now, kill him within the next 3 hours, dude. All I need is the news report, bro.
I'm going to say this. Suge Knight has been in the news all year. Earlier this year, he claimed he knew who killed Pac. Then he claimed he was the target.
He did.
Right. Then,
God damn, yeah, he know.
Then he claimed he was the actual target of the Pac shooting. Then he claimed Pac might still be alive. This has all happened this year. So now you saying that Dre paid 20 stacks to kill you in 2015? Bruh. Dre not thinking about you no more, fam. Why is he doing this?
I just
got
beats, but I'm trying to kill Suge.
Yeah, like, what? He way past that, man. Dre don't even get that. Bro, he don't even get the news that you even putting his feed out on, bro. Why is he doing this to stay relevant? Everybody else in jail is quiet, bro. Everybody else in jail is out of sight, out of mind. Suge Knight is constantly making up horse shit accusations.
Man,
we all know he's never getting out. This is all for nothing. This is just, like, this make me think. The ironic part about all of this, though, is that he's saying that he paid $20,000 to get him killed. That's the same amount that people claim that Suge paid to have Biggie kill. So to even say that number, I can see Suge in his head playing like a sick trick just to himself, using that same figure to say a nigga tried to kill him. I can see that happening.
I promise you, everybody that read this headline, the first reaction they said was, is that all? Everybody said it. That's all?
That's a bargain.
I would have been that too. Like, I'm Dr. Dre. You're telling me you're going to kill Suge Knight for 20K? Yes.
To get rid of that headache?
Absolutely.
Yeah, take 25.
Hell yeah, take 40.
Keep the change.
Take 40. I'll double you. I'll double it, bro. Just make sure you get it done.
Keep the change.
Come on, man.
All right, before we hit this music break, man. Eminem, we talked last week about the big dog drops that's happening this fall and this winter. We mentioned M was coming. Apparently, that is now official.
I called it.
What is this, November 17th? Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, November. They said it's coming out.
November is dropping. Now, we have no single.
I told y'all, too, this is so he can sign with Def Jam. Eminem.
Oh, well, because his partner, the CEO,
his partner
now.
The CEO, yeah.
My question is, now, let's take it back real quick. November of 2013 was when his last album came out. Mm. It did 790,000 first week. Mm. What are the chances he can top that this go round?
Bro, I ain't trying to hear no Eminem album. I hate to sound like DJ Academics on Everyday Struggle, but I know Eminem great. We put him on our Mount Rushmore over Nas to a lot of people's objection.
I mean, first ballot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, you're right. First ballot Hall of Fame. With that being said, I just don't see where an Eminem album fits into 2017's hip-hop landscape. And I will say that saying this, everybody has came out this year.
Of course.
Everybody. All the big dogs have dropped. All your, like, little fan favorite cliche guys that you're waiting to hear from, they've dropped albums, they've dropped EPs.
Rookies have dropped.
Man, listen,
vets.
Everybody has done their thing this year. This is not a year for someone who's like Eminem. Like, I can come out any day and sell 500,000. I can do this next year. I can do it 2 years from now. I can do it on the greatest hits. It don't matter. I don't think... I feel like that he seen all of that, all the activity, and he wanted to hop him on it. He wanted to jump in this year and be like, yeah, M dropped an album this year too. And I don't think that's going to play good for him.
Well, okay. First of all, I'll answer the question. Will he reach this 790 or above?
Oh, no. I said no.
Okay. The answer is clearly no. Number one, in 2013, he had a single with Rihanna that was a fucking, that was everywhere.
You need a Rihanna, though.
Now, here's the game changer. Okay. If he drops a single tomorrow with Rihanna, that's going to change my vote. Then he may be able to, or a big dog with like him and fucking Taylor Swift or some shit.
Adele. That's it.
Now, he drop a single with Adele tomorrow. It don't even matter what it sound like.
Hey, that Eminem, it could be mute. 35 million views in like a week.
It could be mute. It could not even have instruments on it. That's going to push him over the top, especially now that they count YouTube views.
Yeah.
That's that ain't even fair.
That Adele and Eminem, that's inevitable. That's a million views a day.
Eminem is also going to be on the Cypher tonight at the Hip Hop Awards. That should be interesting. Because I saw a couple of clips, and I saw where they brought back the Rap City style. Like, it looked like Tigger was in the basement.
Ah, man.
That was kind of dope for the Cyphers. I'm not going to lie. That's hard. I don't know if his going to look like it. He probably just did it in his house.
Right, yeah. M one coming.
M ain't coming to Miami to record that shit.
I'm white, dude. I ain't trying to come to Miami.
I ain't going nowhere. He got Miami in his house. He probably got a beach in his house.
In his backyard, dude.
He got a beach in his house, dude. He don't give a fuck about that shit.
Coming to Miami.
So, yeah, no, he's not going to reach that number unless the Big Dog single is accompanying it. All right, let's hit this music break. Belly dropped. You say he was Roc Nation?
Is it tough.
Roc Nation.
Jay shaking it.
Canada's own Belly. Got a new project called Mumble Rap. We're going to check out the song called Mumble Rap. Want to hear? Here you go.
Fucking hoes that ain't worth a cent, and homes that ain't worth the rent. Perfect sense, this is the circus that I had to circumvent. If you fly, I'm turbulence. Murder, screaming fuck 12 with a perfect 10. In these streets running around, robbing a fucking body like a tournament. Once the time is turned, this is the only shit I learned. I put a bridge over my pool, that's for all the ones I burn. I hope you pick up game, it's a pickup game, and winner's ball. Hoes annoying just like the hips, man. That's Biggie Smalls. Dope dick, give your bitch withdrawal. Why'd you even get your bitch involved? I'm gone off the liquor, I'm sicker than Paul and Cola. Just listen, I'm twisting them raw. Pictured it all. I had to sacrifice, I feel extra blessed tonight. Yeah, they slept on me, I flexed on them and manifested life. I've been riding through the city on my own. Only time I see myself is in this chrome. Oh man, I've been getting in my zone.
Toronto in the building, Canada in the building. That was Belly.
I like it.
Mumble Rap. Very good project. If you haven't heard it, I suggest you check it out. He's been on the scene.
You co-signing for that Belly?
Yeah, I'm stamping that Belly. Put my neck out on the line for that Belly. Not the movie. The movie was overrated, but I'm talking about the artist. Belly might be one of the most overrated movies of all time, dude. We really want to talk about it.
Let's not do that.
Woo.
We got a podcast coming soon. You want to hear it? Here you go.
Got one good scene.
Nah, don't do it. We're talking about the opening scene.
Fire.
The song cool. Belly is decent. It's above average.
The movie?
You shitting on it, yeah.
Okay.
Belly the rapper, he's good. Belly the movie is definitely above average. It's definitely.
All right, we're back. Now, look, we're playing a little game here, people. Of course, it's the On Deck TV podcast. Now, BET Awards are tonight. We're not looking at it. No spoilers. It's on DVR, though, for sure. I'm going to check it out.
I'm not.
We have a couple of the categories, a couple of nominees.
We're going to go over the categories?
Yeah, we got Best Collab, Duo, or Group, Lyricist of the Year, Producer of the Year, MVP of the Year. Single of the Year, Best New Hip Hop Artist, Hustler of the Year, and Best Featured Verse. We're going to play a little game.
Okay.
It's a little game we like to call Who Should Win, Who Will Win. Because a lot of times those are two totally different answers.
1,000,000%. Why would those be two totally different answers, though? Labels, politics, what is it? Europe?
It's probably a little bit of politics and also people behind the scenes not having their finger on the pulse of the culture like they think they do. So they need to save time and money and just hit us up. Yeah. We got y'all for the discounted rate for next year.
Ain't no discounts. I swear to God, ain't no
first
discounts.
Time out the gate, you get the discount. Nope, first no hit discounts. For free.
Nope. No discounts.
Oh, shit. So let's take it, man. Best collab by duo or a group. Let me give you the nominees right quick. Khaled, Wild Thoughts. French Montana with Sway Lee, Unforgettable. Migos, Bad and Bougie with Lil Uzi. Ray Shrimmer, Black Beatles, of course, with Gucci. And Yo Gotti featuring Nicki Minaj, Rake It Up. Who should win? Who will win?
Should win to me, Black Beatles.
Oh, wow. Because that was the earliest hit out of all of these.
That the Mannequin Challenge?
True. That sparked the Mannequin Challenge. That was huge. That wasn't just big. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was everywhere.
I don't see a Mannequin Challenge on either other one of these songs. But I think that since Khaled hosting,
yeah,
and Bryson Tiller's a big artist, Rihanna's a big artist.
Clearly,
I think it's going to Wild Thoughts.
But I think
definitely Black Beatles.
I'm not mad at Black Beatles because a lot of people forget how major that song was when it dropped. It was huge.
And I called it.
Maybe.
Tough.
I'm going to say it should go to Migos, Bad and Bougie, because that's really the biggest song of the year. I don't care what nobody says. But it's probably going to go to Yo Gotti, Rake It Up, because that's the most recent hit out of all these. That's how I'm going to look at it.
We can't do that.
But that's probably how it's going to go.
I guarantee it's not going to that.
That's the underdog, Yo Gotti, man. Just announced his new album, listen, come out in man. 2 weeks, too.
Rake It Up, definitely not getting that award.
Rake It Up.
If it is, then we definitely are right in doing these prior to the BET Awards. Y'all can listen to it afterwards on Wednesday once it's already aired. But like, if they pick Rake It Up, then like they totally out of it.
It's going to happen.
Going to hire us now.
Lyricist of the Year, man. Give me the nominees.
I don't even need no nominees.
Mm.
It don't even matter. Lyricist of the Year. The most potent lyrics of the year in one complete work was 444. Nothing registered like Jay shit registered this year. Damn was fire.
Yeah.
Raw shit was fire. Chain shit was fire. Like, a lot of people came out with good albums this year, in my opinion. No one came out with 444 except for Jay-Z. And I think, as long as he's active, you got to continue to give him the crown.
I agree.
Like, I'm not going to exclude Jay just because he's 50. I'm not going to do that. Give him an award. He's lyricist of the year. 444 did it.
So, you're saying he should and he will?
Yeah, that's my one-for-one on that. Should and will.
All right, so the other nominees are Chance, Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick.
Okay.
I say Jay should win, but I think they're going to give it to Kendrick because he's just been everywhere. And he's had two of the biggest singles of the year.
Humble and what?
Loyalty. DNA. Oh, and Loyalty.
Forgot about Loyalty.
That's what I'm saying. Three of the biggest singles this year. So I think they're going to give it to him. He's got more of the popular vote, in my opinion. I can see that happening.
That's cool.
You shouldn't be mad if you won that.
Kendrick?
Yeah, you shouldn't be mad at that.
I feel like the only reason that they would give it to him, because he's going to be there.
And he been like, on remixes too.
Yeah, like
he been on Mask Off remix.
No, I'm not saying that he ain't been murdering shit all year, that he ain't got dope bars and ain't got lyrics. I'm just saying that the only reason that they would give it to Kendrick over Jay-Z is if Kendrick is there.
Oh, he'll show up.
Yeah, Jay-Z
Jay
not gonna
will.
Be there.
And not at all.
Yeah, so it registers more if I give it to Kendrick and he can show up and say, hey, thank you, BET.
And have Jay a good award speech.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Jay not coming. But Jay not win, even watching Jay wins this. No.
JTV don't even get BET.
What? Be what? Fuck, what is this shit? Shit off my teeth. Like, you know them little blue ivy faces that be on the memes?
Tough.
That's what come up when BET pop up on JTV. Blue Ivy, the bougiest baby in the world.
Absolutely. All right, man. Producer of the year. Nominees are DJ Khaled, DJ Mustard, London on the Track, Metro Boomin, Mike Will Made It, and Pharrell.
For real.
Who should and who will win producer of the year?
All right, should. I'm not a big producer guy, so my pick is another one for one.
Okay.
DJ Khaled. Like, as far as I'm concerned, Wild Thoughts, the Justin Bieber song with Lil Wayne and Chance, the biggest artist in the game right now, those were all DJ Khaled songs. And as far as I'm concerned, a producer is someone who puts songs together, not just makes beats. So if I'm going producer of the year, and I got Wild Thoughts, and I got that song, and I got the Nas song. Well, excuse me, not the Nas song. Nas did was last year.
Right. He did the Beyonce and Jay.
Yeah, the Beyonce and Jay, that. If I got all of that, I got to get at the Khaled.
Well,
not to mention his son shaking it.
I always
got to bring up his son.
Who should win it is Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin wants some more, nigga. All
right, run them hits down for me because I need to hear
X. I'm just stunting on my all 21 Savage.
That was
hits.
2 years ago.
That wasn't 2 years ago.
Seems like it, but
no heart. No What's complaints. That? That's popping right now What's with Offset heart? And Drake.
No heart. I don't know what that is, man.
No heart with 21 Savage. I pull up and shoot like Cat in the Hat. What are you talking about?
Those are old songs, bro. Wild Thoughts. All I got to say is two words.
He didn't make
Wild
that beat.
Thoughts. I don't give a fuck.
Shit.
All I know is it's on DJ Khaled album. DJ Khaled talking on it and he doing the Wild Thoughts dance.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, he produced it.
Let me give you some 2017 Metro Boomin since you don't remember. Bad and Bougie.
Okay.
Bounce Back with Big Sean.
All right, we get into it.
Both Gucci and Drake. Congratulations, Post Malone and Quavo.
Okay.
Tunnel Vision, Kodak Black.
All right.
Mask Off, Future. Right. And even to date, right now, no complaints with Offset and Drake.
This is Metro Boomin?
And I get the bag with Gucci and Migos. Clearly, Metro Boomin should win this.
He had Mask Off. He got to win this.
He's not going to, though.
But who going to win this?
DJ Khaled
like,
is
exactly.
definitely going to win
Wild
this.
Wild Thoughts and the dance and Assad on every Instagram that you know, that's what wins it.
That's true.
I ain't got to get lost on the jet skis. I ain't got to do that. I ain't got to have Nas' album done. I ain't got to have Future and Jay-Z. I can give you Wild Thoughts with Bryson Tiller and Rihanna. I can do the DJ Khaled stuff, and this is going to have me hosting the BET Awards and winning Producer of the Year, even though I didn't produce the song.
I don't know why Pharrell on here.
What do you mean you don't know why Pharrell?
I don't know what he done this year. I'm going to be real. I can't remember. Off the top of my head, everybody else I can name.
A hit? For real?
Mike Will did Rake It Up with Gotti and Nicki, so you got to give him that. He did that whole Gotti tape.
What Mustard got?
Mustard ain't really got no hit this year. He's been on like joints on people's albums and shit, but he ain't just really got no
That's
hit.
Just Mustard. That's just off the name, right?
Maybe one of them Ty Dolla $ign songs or something. You know what I'm saying? One
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it moving, though. MVP of the year. Cardi B.
This easy.
Chance the Rapper. DJ Khaled. Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar. Who you got? This who easy. Should win? Who will win?
What you talking? However she be talking.
What is that? What is that?
That shit. What she be talking?
I don't know. What
she put the R's on there and talk hood and ghetto. Cardi B. This is easy. This ain't even a This ain't even a debate. This ain't a topic. This ain't a question. MVP of the year, Cardi B.
Mm-mm.
What?
Nah.
From stripping.
No.
To,
she didn't do all that in 1 year.
I don't care how many years it took. She got the number one song on Billboard for 3 weeks in a row, talking her shit. That right there is commendable in itself. Cardi B is unprecedented, probably, especially in today's age, as far as where she came from. People can say, oh, Eve and this and that, whatever it may be, but owning your fame. Owning, like, getting the fans, getting people behind you. Like, who don't like Cardi B, dude?
Nah, there's a lot of people don't like Cardi B, bro.
Who are they? Where are they at?
They're everywhere. What are you talking
about? What rocks
about? That's
why
she's. That's why she goes off on Instagram every other week.
She goes off because she got to keep up with the appearance that people don't like her. Everybody loves her, dude.
Nah, that's not true. Now, I will say the MVP, it should go to Jay because.
This nigga said it should go to Jay.
It should go to Jay. Jay is like Jordan. He can win it every year. Let's be honest.
Jay not the MVP of this year, though.
You're 50 and you drop a classic, you're automatically the MVP. It doesn't matter what else happened.
It,
Cardi ain't got no project. You're basing a single off of an MVP year. Stop.
I love Hov. That's my guy. But he had a moment.
Nah.
Cardi B has owned this year, bro.
Nah.
Owned.
No, DJ Khaled is on this year.
Okay, but he ain't on this list.
Yes, he is. He's right there on your list. And he will win it, even though it should be Hov.
No, it should be Cardi B.
And who gonna win it then?
Cardi B. Like, Cardi B is gonna win this award. If it was a year ago, Chance would have won this award.
I agree. Or Khaled. Because Khaled won last year too. Let's be honest.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can't host the awards and win MVP of the year producer of the year. Like, nah, we're not doing that.
What about single of the year, man? What's the nominee?
That's easy too. That's back to back. That's like Jordan in his prime. Bodak Yellow, dude.
What are the nominees, man?
It doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what the nominees are. Rock Eyebrow. But I give them to you if you need them. Bodak Yellow, Bad and Bougie, Humble, Mask Off, and Wild Thoughts.
Who will win? Who should win?
Who's going to win is Cardi B. Who should win is Cardi B.
Nah, hell no.
Bodak Yellow is the number one song. Like, no female has been on number one Billboard as much, excuse me, as long as she has. So, I mean, clearly, that's it.
Nah, I think people are forgetting how major of an impact Bad and Bougie was. So, I feel like...
That's too old, man.
Nah, it's this year.
No, it's
too old. I feel like that should win, with the honorable mention of Mask Off, because that was huge, too.
ATL done had two award cycles since that shit came out.
Nah. But
Donald Glover done did a whole nother speech. That nigga done did a whole nother speech about another song.
Ain't nobody done speeches about Bodak Yellow. But I think Wild Thoughts will actually win this, though. Just for the star power behind
it. Issa gonna do it. Issa gonna do a speech about Bodak Yellow. Shout out y'all, Insecure fans?
Insecure.
Yeah, y'all people.
Y'all people, yeah, you don't live on earth not watching this shit.
I definitely don't watch this again.
Best new hip hop artist, Aminé. Is that how you say it?
Who is that?
Cardi B, Kodak Black, Playboi Carti, and T Grizzly. I see you, boy. Who should win? Who will win?
Are you saying I see you, boy, for T Grizzly because you look like him?
Absolutely not. I have no dreads.
You look
and
like
I have
him.
A beard. He has neither. He has dreads and no beard.
All right, let's bring this back. You looked like him in the eighth grade. Don't do that. Act like I brought this out of nowhere. Not now at 30, but you definitely looked like him when you were trying to grow braids. With that being said, man, best new hip-hop artist, dog. Cardi B gonna sweep these awards, dog, and that's just because they gonna want her on screen as much as possible because it's gonna bring BET ratings. So with the what should win, I would go with Kodak Black because his quality of music is better than anybody out here on this list. With the would win, I would go Cardi B.
I mean, will win. Now, I'll say whatever. This. Who should win is T Grizzly. He has the best project out of all these people on this list.
Stop.
T Grizzly project wasn't banging?
Bruh, like.
Really?
Shout out my homie Derb. He just sent us.
The T Grizzly whole project wasn't banging.
I ain't saying that. My homie Derb just sent us the tour dates for T Grizzly and when he was going to be in Atlanta to the group chat. How many responses did he
get? I'm not going to the tour, though.
Exact crickets, dude.
But I'm not going to Cardi B tour either, or Kodak Black's, or Playboi Carti's, or Aminé's.
No, I'm saying if Cardi B showed up, there would be a buzz.
But I'm not going to that shit.
You
and neither are you.
Definitely ain't going.
Know what I'm saying?
So what I'm saying is you acting like T Grizzly came out like no.
I just said his project was the best out of all these. That's all I said.
Ah, you're right. You're right. You did.
That's
say
it.
That. I was assuming that you were a fan, and when he sent us that
I'm just
text
saying,
today, that you would have been like, yeah, I'll fuck with T Grizzly because
I might
his
pull
project
up.
Was banging.
I might you're pull
not
up.
Pulling up to no T Grizzly concert, nigga. Shut up.
I might.
Fuck out.
Depend
of
on how I feel.
No.
Now
you gonna feel like you're a Detroit nigga?
So go Pistons, goddammit. Yes.
Out of here, man.
But who will win? Cardi B will clearly win this.
Cardi B definitely got this.
Just for the record, though, worst new hip-hop artist is clearly Playboi Carti. I'm just putting that out there. He is some fucking slaw.
You saying that just because he's on the list?
No, I'm saying that because he's some fucking slaw. Like, he is some slaw, period. Point blank. He jackballed like 8 songs this year.
I am Spike Lou. That's Animal Brown.
This is Animal fucking Brown.
Underscore.
A.K.A. fucking the Husky Vegan, A.K.A. K.O. Earnhardt Jr., okay?
K.O. Earnhardt.
Yes. Playboi Carti is some fucking trash, dude. His music is ass. That's it. Shout out to my boy Yoski, man, for that K.O. Earnhardt Jr. That was cold. All right.
K.O. Earnhardt Jr.
That's cold. Hustler of the Year, we've got Cardi B again. Chance the Rapper, Kendrick Lamar, DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, and Diddy. Who you got for Hustler of the Year? Who should win? Who will win?
Hustler of the Year. Who should win? I'm going to stick to my Cardi B line. Fuck it.
Clearly.
Like, I give her every award that it has to do with anything for the BET Awards just because it's going to shake her. It's going to shake it. With that being said, she probably won't win all of them. I would give it to her. They're probably going to give it to Khaled. You at least got to get this one to Khaled.
He should.
You at least got to get this one.
I feel like
They got the baddest girl in the world on one of his songs, so you got to get this one.
Ashanti on one of his songs?
Nah. Rihanna is on Wild Thoughts.
Oh, okay. I feel bad for Chance.
Because in the galaxy.
Listen, Chance is on like 8 of these, and he's not going to win any of them. It's just wasn't his year. He's a year too late with these.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Chance, he won all his shit with the white people.
When?
The Grammys.
This year?
The Grammys. Didn't he win?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
he won all this shit in the other cycle.
Yeah, because that was earlier in the year, though. Yeah.
The black people late cycle, he ain't going to win.
Nah, he can cancel that. Who should win? Khaled. Who will win is Khaled. He should win that. He been getting busy. I'm going to be real. Khaled ain't slowed down yet, and he's had his son with him the entire time.
Khaled been hustling harder than Cardi?
Yeah, this year.
How?
What do you mean? She just got popping. She got one song, dude.
Nah, she got two mixtapes.
She has one song to her name that you didn't listen to.
She got two mixtapes.
She ain't dropped two this year, bro.
I don't care if she dropped two this year, but she has two mixtapes. You said she had one song.
Khaled got 10. What are you talking about?
What does that mean? Why is he Hustler of the Year, though? Why are you taking away from Cardi? You don't like Cardi?
No, she has a song, my nigga.
No, she got mixtapes and a song.
Not this year.
Why are you just giving her credit for a song?
We're counting 2017.
All right.
She ain't got mixtapes in 2017. You don't even know the name of them. Nobody knows. Nobody listens to this shit, dude.
Does it matter?
We like Bodak Yellow. The song is cool. Yes, it'll be out of here in about like four more weeks, dude. Nobody like will give a shit. DJ Khaled will still be here, dude.
That's fine.
He don't want to give him his wins.
He still ain't out hustle Cardi, though.
That's crazy as fuck. Last one, man.
But Khaled, you like, we used to seeing him in this spot, so we want new people with these awards, though, too.
I guess.
That's going to have something to do with it.
Last one, man. Best featured verse. We got Chance on I'm the One, Gucci on Black Beatles.
I don't even know what that is.
That's Khaled, the song with everybody on it, with the Avengers.
I can't even reference that verse, is what I'm saying. I know the song, but that verse is trash.
Lil Uzi on Bad and Bougie, Nicki Minaj on Rake It Up, Ty Dolla $ign on Ain't Nothing, and Wiz Khalifa on Ain't Nothing. Who should win? Who will win?
All of these best feature verses are trash. I'm just going to go out here and say that now.
Damn, Gucci. Okay.
All of them trash.
Not really, though.
Trash. If I had to pick one, it would be Gucci, Black Beatles. And if I had to pick one that I thought was going to win, it's going to be Nicki Minaj, because they have to give Rake It Up an award.
At some point in the night.
Too
big of a song.
Yeah, like, it's the biggest song. They have to give him something for that. So I feel like it's going to be Nicki Minaj, Rake It Up, but like all of these features are trash, dude.
Out of all these songs and all these features, Wiz Khalifa ripped that song he was on. I had to listen to it to see what it was, but he took off on that. So just keeping it in context of these options, Wiz should win it. Who will win it? Man, yeah, you're right. Probably Nicki Minaj. Because she's the biggest artist out of all these people on this.
Keeping in context of these options is the biggest statement that you've said tonight.
I'm like, just saying, I can't.
This what you're giving me to choose from?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa, for the record, did rip that song. I'm be real, I can't stand Wiz Khalifa.
Nah, that shit mess.
All right, that was the BET Awards. Again, this shit is airing tonight. By the time we drop this episode, all of this will be on, and we could be way the fuck off.
But who cares? It was.
Who gives a shit? We had fun doing it. All right, new music out right now. We're taking it back to the Ville, man. Of course, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're originally from Nashville.
Okay.
So every once in a while, we have to play some hometown talent.
Home cooking.
Absolutely. Home field advantage. Fuck it. We're cheating. We can do that. Shout out to B. Howard. He's got a new project. It's called Plan B. He's got a joint on there called Truth That Rhymes. Let's check it out. Look, dreams of living in a mansion on a hill. Hard to rail as I open up another bill. In my city, popping pills, it's worth more than skill. A couple trips to Atlanta, you think you got a deal. These niggas want it so bad that they will probably kill. They closest partner for followers, bro, this shit for real. 20 hours a day, gramming and Facebooking. Impressing bitches and niggas, they probably ain't looking. Janky promoters, we call them managers. They charging you to perform, them niggas scamming you. Videographers, lodging, oh, that's your camera. $400 for models and you an amateur. Instagram is helping you live your fantasy. But who is you, my nigga? Now answer me. We so delusional, everybody confusing you. You don't know who is who, is it love or they using you? Fucking you in the circle, this shit a hula hoop. Everybody got answers about what you should do. When you decline, they whine, you ain't supporting them. Who you done broke? Nobody, you just extorting them. Yeah. I know you see the absence of a certain amount of people around B. Howard. Damn. Just know that when
Somebody show you who they are. Believe it. You probably know this originality ain't back in this. But then my niggas no love.
Man, we are back. That was the homie B. Howard. How you feel about that, bro?
Shout out to Bill, man. B. Howard putting in work. I feel like he put, there was a lot of perspective on this song. I feel like
it can relate to any city, by the way.
Right. It ain't a Nashville thing or nothing like that. He is from my city. So stand up, represent that. I like the song. Hope y'all go check out his project. What's the name of his project?
Plan B. B-E.
B-E.
There it is. Yeah. All right, man. I thought the song was dope, too. That the B hard, and he was ripping it. What else do you need? All right, man. Question of the week. Everybody saw by now the tattoo that Janae Aiko got of Big Sean. His portrait.
That's a good wood tat right there.
Listen, it's like a detailed portrait.
That's a good wood tat right there, boy.
Man, it's a very detailed portrait of Big Sean on her.
Somebody said it looked like he was trapped in her trying to get out. That was his fan. It looked like she took his soul and he was trying to get out.
She may have. He may be getting that Janae tat next.
Ain't no way.
My question is, what, if any, just hypothetically speaking, I ain't got no tats. You ain't got no tats. Nope. Think. What rap-related tattoo would you get in a hypothetical world? Or maybe that you're thinking about for real.
I'm definitely past 30, so there's no tattoos happening over here.
Right.
I feel like there's a point in your life where you get tattoos, and if you ain't got those by that point, then just forget it.
Yeah, and cancel it.
Yeah, just forget it. If ever in one point in time, the only thing that I think that I wanted tatted was off Jesus, don't do it. The death before dishonor.
You gonna get Jesus' face?
Well, relax. I would definitely get the slogan "Death before dishonor."
I can respect that.
That would be like the. That's the only thing that I feel like I heard out of a song or something that was associated.
You gonna get nobody's face?
Fuck no. Listen, man. I love my mama to death. Listen to me. There's no faces going on my body, bro.
Oh shit. I'm with you. It had to be some lines, like some cold ass lines, maybe some cold Pac lines or something like that. Nigga. I do that. I do some cold. I mean, well, first of all, I'm past the age of getting new tats. Cool. But if I were in life,
if you had to tat an album cover, which one would it be?
Oh my god, an album cover,
like your favorite album.
It had to be something with nobody's face on it. I'm not getting some of my face.
That Tupac Machiavelli.
His face on it. I can't do it. That look crazy.
That would.
I don't know.
That's some slaw.
Maybe Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. That's a cool cover. Get the minivan on me.
No. Absolutely not.
Get the 3D Master P Ghetto D cover.
No.
I mean, excuse me. The only guy can. I mean, damn. The Last Dawn 3D
Last
cover.
Dawn.
I don't know what I'd do. I wouldn't do no cover. I'd just do some bars. I can see that. That'd be dope.
Yeah, I ain't doing no cover.
They'd have to be like life changing bars, though.
Yeah, it would. Like something I feel like. The first thing that I thought about, but it would be too long, and it's not even actually part of the rap song. It's just an insert that he took, but off of Machiavelli. If you go White Man's World, and
right.
Farrakhan started talking to you, that whole thing where he was talking about at the end of the song on White Man's World.
Right.
Farrakhan started talking. Like in a scribe or something.
Yeah,
like,
that's cool.
You know what I mean? That would be something that stuck with me for a long time as far as off an album.
Yeah. Like, I thought when Kanye had the scripture on his forearm,
mm-hmm.
I thought that looked dope. But I don't know what he had written, but if those were bars, that'd be hard.
True.
I'd give him that. Yeah. Something like that'd be dope. But, man, I'm not getting nobody's face, man. That should look crazy. If a gal got my face, I'm out of there. Mm. Changing my number.
What if she put her face on your, like, the tramp stamp? Your face
on her back?
Tramp stamp.
That looks crazy.
You hitting it from the back.
Nah, that's weird. I'm looking at myself.
Some sloth.
No, man. I don't want nobody to be into me like that, though. That's too deep, dog. Yeah, they're not even married or nothing.
That's
like, what?
Much. That's too much, though.
That's too much. I'm changing my number. I'm moving, and I'm out of it. I'm shutting down social media. I'm out of there if you do that.
Big Sean definitely gassed that. That's some Detroit shit.
I don't believe that.
He gassed that.
I got to ask somebody from Detroit. Is that a Detroit thing?
Tell you, man. That's some Detroit shit.
New music out. Yo Boy, NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
Ain't Too Long. Just dropped the EP. He putting out a steady stream of music, bro.
I listened to this tape. It was cool.
I thought the last tape was banging, though. You slept on that.
It was alright. Like, I just feel like he's trying to go in another direction that he wasn't going in at first. And I understand it. I get the marketing push behind it, but I ain't necessarily saying that I like it as a fan.
Belly Mumble Rap is out now. Y'all check that out. Damian Lillard.
Great reviews.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of, it's banging too, but I'm saying I've seen a lot of positive reviews online too.
Belly or Damian Lillard?
Belly.
Okay, yeah.
Damian Lillard is out also.
Tough, and that's banging too.
Is it?
Tough. I've heard. I ain't listened to it. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't listened to it.
Do I want to hear what Damian Lillard got to say? What is he talking about?
I've heard. Okay. Now, I've seen a lot of like feedback on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it may be, that this is banging.
Okay.
I'm hearing that this is banging.
He can rap though. I understand that he can rap. I've heard him on Sway and heard him on different outlets.
Yeah. But it's like what you say, do I want to hear Damian Lillard rap? Yeah. Why is it like that though?
Cause you don't want it to be corny, and you know that's not his first profession. You know his first profession is playing ball.
So if a nigga play basketball, he can't rap.
It just looks corny. You have to win me over. The same way Cardi B got to win people over, because we just seen you on Love & Hip Hop. Now you want to rap. It seems corny.
But that's what Love & Hip Hop is supposed to be for.
Yeah, exactly. But we know it's not though.
Right.
So that's the thing. If you're playing ball, you got to be extra nice just to even be barely recognized. Look how we did Amon Shumpert. We laughed at Amon Shumpert, and then we heard the song. Like, damn, he ripped it.
Right. He got bars. I think Dame Dollar, his rap name. Let's do him some justice on here. I think that he do got bars. He got shit to say, and I think that people should check it out.
I heard the song with Wayne. That's actually a good song.
I heard the song with 2 Chainz is banging.
Really?
Yes.
Who making this beat? Man, I'm gonna check out
like,
this.
That's
Dame,
what I'm saying.
Man.
Like I've heard that. Like it's a decent project.
Dame Dollar's a whack name too. Let's be clear about that.
I mean, but he got money. I'm Dame. I've got dollars. I play basketball. I got guaranteed money.
But it's like an acronym, though. It stands for something. I got to see what it stands for.
Okay. I don't know what it stands
for. It got to stand for something.
I like Dame Lillard, though. I do like him. I seen the interview on Everyday Struggle. I feel like that he's a...
He be hooping his ass off, too.
And he can hoop. I don't feel like that he's doing this like Shaq was doing it, like Kobe was doing it. Even AI. Like, even though...
AI
like,
song was hard, though.
It may have been. But I still feel like the AI was doing this on some... I'm hood shit.
But Kobe, AI look like, but Kobe AI was, probably rapped beforehand. Kobe looked like he was just doing it just to be doing it.
AI ain't never rapped before.
What?
Bro, AI ain't rapped.
Nigga, everybody has rapped before in some capacity, dude.
AI played basketball his whole life, though. That's what I'm saying. Like
he could rap, though. He wasn't trash, though.
He can't rap.
Chris Webber was trash.
Chris Webber made beats, though.
He made some high beats, too.
His beats cold.
But he couldn't rap. Kobe couldn't rap. Song was horrible.
I mean,
Dion couldn't
Kobe
rap.
Kobe was trying to be smart. Like I can rap in fucking French and
French
shit. Like nigga, get out of here. We don't want to hear that shit. Dion wasn't trying to rap. Like Dion was doing the Eddie Murphy thing. Like the whole like I'm famous so I can put a song out, nigga.
That's trash.
That is trash. But with that being said, he wasn't trying. Shaq was trying and Shaq went platinum. But I still feel like Shaq's some slaw.
My biological didn't bother him.
Yeah, that was banging though. I ain't gonna lie, that was banging. That was banging. Real niggas felt that. Real niggas felt that right there.
Absolutely. Last one, Gucci Mane, Mr. Davis. It drops this Friday.
Is it really coming out?
It is, finally.
Where you at in the book?
But I haven't started yet because I started another book.
Ooh, what you reading?
I started the Jordan Belfort book, The Wolf of Wall Street Cat.
Mm.
I bought his book. I started that. I'm going to knock that out real quick. It's about how to sell yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's about, because you know.
What's the name of it? Get the people something to look for.
I'm going to say it in a second.
All right, we'll give y'all that. I have been reading the Gucci book. It's pretty cool. I definitely would recommend y'all get that. No, I would recommend people get that and read that because it's going to give you some more perspective inside of Gucci Mane as opposed to, oh, he's a clone. Oh, he got out of jail and completely flipped his life. Like, it kind of gives you the steps as to how this happened. As to where you ain't going to be manipulated by the media to think, oh, this is a clone. This is the real Gucci Mane. So the book is good. I like the book.
The Jordan Belfort book is Way of the Wolf.
Okay.
You know, if you've seen.
Teach you the ways to sell, right?
Exactly, right. To sell. But it's not door-to-door selling fucking microwaves.
Yeah, you ain't selling vacuum cleaners.
Right, it's how to sell yourself. Right, it's more of some entrepreneur type business shit.
On. Yeah, exactly.
So it's good so far. I'll give you the update. I ain't gonna crown it just yet.
I did hear him say in an interview that there's never been a place that he's went to pitch this book or this idea that
this style of sale
it hasn't worked.
Yeah, no, he said it's guaranteed.
Said it's worked everywhere.
He's made several people millionaires again. If you haven't seen Wolf on Wall Street, you bullshitting. Oh, number one. Number two, he's made hella people dumb bread, including himself, using these tactics, but they can also be used again to sell your personality. Because in some way, shape, or form, you're selling yourself to your significant other, to your business partner, to your job,
right,
to the motherfucker at McDonald's. You're trying to get free fries.
To society.
Either way, you're selling 100%. Yourself. What you got on deck for the weekend, though?
We're revolting it up, ain't we? It's Miami, man. This weekend. It's the annual event. We will report back to you guys once we complete our mission.
Absolutely, man. We're on a mission this weekend. Miami, MIA, get some sun, some fun in the sun, but it's also slick, some business talk out there.
Definitely business.
A lot of opportunities out in Miami this weekend. We are going to try to grasp them. Of course, we'll have a review when we get back of all the shit that we've seen. Maybe we see some crazy shit.
Hopefully
we see some crazy shit. we'll boots on the ground, let you know how it is, though. Anything else other than that? Nah, that's pretty much taking up the whole fucking weekend.
Yeah, we're chillaxing, man. Miami, catch us next Wednesday.
Absolutely. We out.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.